One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome to the Bro Show.
Hello, everyone. I was looking to the side for some reason. I don't know. I wanted to look to the side because you were singing, Lucas, and I wanted to think it was Mariah Carey.
Oh, I thought you were looking away because it was just that uncomfortable to hear such a beautiful voice sing.
No, I was just trying to picture you being Mariah Carey, but I'm fine with you being Lucas, but I just, you know what I mean? You always need that, the Mariah Carey in your life, just to picture.
I get you. She gets every single human being on this planet through life. We love Mariah. As you can see, the elephant in the room, if you're watching on video, we aren't together. If you're on audio, hopefully it just sounds normal. Should we just not even mention it to the audio people?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to cut this out for the audio people.
Yeah, if you're on audio, just like fast forward a minute. You don't need to know this. But we aren't together.
Yeah, we aren't together because this week someone in our family thought they had COVID. They don't have COVID, but...
Yeah, they've been tested twice and it came back negative, but we just want to be safe, right?
Yeah, plus where we live, it's kind of bad, so...
Yeah.
You know, for sure be safe during this time.
I know, it's so weird because she literally had all of the symptoms of COVID, but she first of all got a rapid test and it came back negative and we were like, oh my God, yay. But then we realized like rapid tests are so, aren't they like so inaccurate? Like they can be?
Yeah, I think the one that takes like a day or two is way more accurate.
Yeah, then she got the legit one, but it still came back negative. So just like, I guess it's not, but we just want to be safe.
She could taste and smell though.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's a big symptom, too.
Oh, but yeah. I actually watched a YouTuber eat onions because she had COVID.
Steph Poppas. Could she taste it?
No, she said she bit into an onion and was just like, yeah, it just tastes like an apple. Like, it feels like I'm eating an apple.
That's crazy. So this setup that we're doing, I honestly love it because it reminds me of like the first few months of filming the podcast.
I know! This is OG Bros Before Hoes. If you've been listening since the beginning when we lived in different states, this is how it used to be every episode.
I know, because even though we live in the same town, we don't live that far apart, it feels like we live like across the country, and like it's kind of cool because we haven't like actually talked to each other in a few days. So it's like,
oh yeah.
Wait. Like it feels like I'm talking to like a friend that I don't really talk to, but it's like, oh yeah, we're going to talk for once.
Oh yeah. Since I haven't talked to you in a while, it does feel like this has the energy of like talking to an uncle on the phone that like you're forced to talk to because your mom hands you the phone, but like you don't really, it just feels uncomfortable. That's like the vibe I'm getting.
You do.
I'm just kidding.
I'm joking.
Can you imagine if we didn't see each other for 4 days and then it was just like uncomfortable and all the listeners were just like, you guys, I don't know what's up, but like the vibe is off.
It'd be so funny if people were listening and it's like, this episode kind of sounds like an interview, because if this podcast sounded like an interview, that's a bad sign.
I know. Because that'd be so fun. I hope one episode, like, I'm not hoping, but I hope we like get in some sort of petty fight and then have to record right after and like people find out like there's tension.
It's just so funny. Like, this kind of has to do with that. Like, So, like, if we're doing the podcast 10 years from now, like, it just sounds so funny, like, what it's going to be like. And then it just sounds, I just, like, want to know. Like, I just want to know what it's going to be like.
Oh, my God.
Blow of the week.
Oh, yes. I was just about to say that.
I just thought about that.
Me, this is our first male bro of the week, right?
I think so, because I think, like, 80%, even more than that, of our audience are female. So we got a male, like, somehow.
Yeah, we did. His name is Canyon. Thank you so much for supporting our Patreon. I want to see if I can get the laptop a little bit closer, because he didn't want to brag in any shape or form, but the photo he wanted us to use for his bro of the week is a photo of him and Jisoo from Blackpink. Jisoo, I'm so sorry for butchering.
When I
that,
read the email, I was like, why are you our bro of the week? Like you're the one that's famous, you know?
I know.
Like
okay,
we should be on your Patreon.
Look at it. Take a good look. That
he's a model, right?
Yeah, he's from. 1 second, put my laptop back. Okay, oh my God, there's so many technical. Is my mic still connected?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh my God, I feel so stressed. Okay, now look at the wire. Why is it like that? Okay, let me just figure this out. Okay, there we go.
Hey, what?
Okay, I'm back. So his name is Canyon. He's 20 years old from South Korea, but he moved to America a couple of years ago. Yeah, that photo is him with the Blackpink girl, the biggest girl group in the world. And he finds it crazy because they were under the same modeling agency, I guess, before Blackpink debuted. And that photo happened. And then he was like, oh my God, now she's part of like the biggest girl group ever. So
what's
thank
his
you,
name?
Canyon.
Canyon. Oh, Canyon.
I know, yeah, I love thanks. That name.
If you want to be Canyon. Bro of the Week, you can join our Patreon and you get only access to episodes and shit like that.
LucasandJacob.com. Check it out. The episodes will be ad-free, so you never have to hear us talk about HelloFresh or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
And you can join the Discord and talk to other bros. Oh my, you might be able to talk to someone who modeled with Blackpink. That's our new perk.
I know, like, wait, should we add that in? Because
I know, I might add that as a perk. I know.
We might have this guy be, like, the reason why people are signing up for this Patreon. Just use him. Say, like,
I know, it says, like, he might have her phone number. We don't know. But, like, maybe he'll let her, like, for the month, we do monthly live streams on the Patreon. Like, maybe Canyon will have Jisoo come in, you know?
Oh my gosh, can you picture of like a podcast just turns into like, we're gonna like talk to Blackpink? Like, we don't even know them, but we're gonna try to. We're gonna try to use this guy to talk to Blackpink.
I've obviously listened to Blackpink. I feel like everyone has at this point, but their Netflix documentary was so interesting.
Oh yeah, I think it's so interesting that in the US, it seems like people just become stars within like a month, but there,
yeah,
if you want to join a K-pop group, it seems like it takes years of practice.
I know, like, you have to dedicate your whole childhood to it, and then you might debut in a group that just flops, and then what?
I know, it's insane. Like, that's why they're all so talented, because they put so much effort into this,
and the performances are so intricate. Whereas, like, in America, it's like you get famous for lip syncing, so then you get a record deal, you know.
Yeah, it's really like mind opening.
I know. They have it right in South Korea.
They should like do something like that here.
Oh wait, I wanna know this guy's opinion on like why did he move to America? Does he like think America like does he miss South Korea or like what's the vibe?
Oh yes, but yeah, he moved to America.
Yeah, that's what he said in the email. What if this is all a catfish?
I know, like, honestly, like, I might do that, because if I was gonna be bro of the weekend, I watch this podcast, I would just like put a photo of like this random guy with Brad Pitt and say, yeah, like, I was his assistant for you. I just wanted to let you guys know.
Just kidding, Canyon. We believe you.
Yeah, we're with you.
So what's been going on over at that house you're at?
Oh, yeah. I'm at our parents' house right now. It has been good. I'm sitting on a yoga mat right now. There's a cat behind me. Look at this. Hello. Meow in the
Oh my gosh.
Oh, did you
hear Safari. That? That's Safari, our family's new cat.
We found her in the safari over summer vacation last year.
Yeah, she's a wild animal.
It sounds fun being a tiger because seeing cats, they kind of act like, I picture them to act like tigers. I don't know if they do. And like, it just sounds fun because like, you just like, you just meow. You don't meow, but like, you just act like scary.
It sounds fun being a tiger.
Yeah. And just acting. Like, I feel like if I wanted to, I love pandas, but if I was a wild animal, it sounds fun being like in the feline group. I think that's what it's called, because I want to just like run around biting things.
But then what if you get bought by Joe Exotic?
Oh yeah, and be in a cage for your whole life.
Yeah. And then like all these annoying people come to the zoo and just like poke and prod at you.
Yeah, that, and even if I was at like a rescue place, it's like I'm still in a cage.
Yeah, and then like you have to eat Carol Baskin's husband.
I know. I guess like you might like it if you're a tiger though.
Oh, that's true. Oh my god, we have a Lana Del Rey update.
Wait, I put that in my notes too. That's weird.
I know. So we've talked about, I don't know when we talked about it. It was like a month ago, how people were mad because Lana wore a mask that had a bunch of holes in it to a meet and greet.
Oh yeah. So it was basically like a mask that was like made out of this like mesh material that it looked
like a
really
mesh
cool.
Diamond material.
It looked really cool, but most people thought, and me included, I was like, oh wait, but isn't the point of a mask to not have like other people's?
Yeah, and I'm like, this is just full of holes. But she came forward and said, I didn't want to address this drama that was started by the bro show. She actually mentioned us. She said, this is to Lucas and Jacob. The effing mask had plastic film on one side. So all of you hoes need to shut up.
Yeah, and
that was the direct quote.
And then another part of the Lana Del Rey drama, for the longest time, a lot of her fans thought she was voting for Trump. But she
wasn't
addressed
there,
what?
But she addressed that one too.
Oh yeah. Wait, did anything get effed up?
No, the cat just climbed on your computer.
Oh, the cat just whacked on the keyboard. But yeah, she said, even though it's none of your business, like I, voted for Joe Biden and, yeah, but she put a hex on Donald Trump a few years ago. Anyway.
Yeah. We talked about that on the podcast. She literally wanted to start a witchcraft cult force against Donald Trump. And so that's what I mean. How did people come up with this rumor that she was voting for Trump? Like, it literally didn't literally have no evidence. Someone just made it up, I think.
What was the evidence?
There wasn't any. I think it was, she wore a bad mask, so obviously she's a Trump supporter.
Oh, and the other evidence I think that people ran with is that she lived in the Midwest. But like, not everyone in the Midwest is a Trump supporter.
Oh my god, where our family lives, we're the county that we got the one Democratic vote.
Oh yeah,
there's even people in the Midwest do witchcraft spells against Donald Trump.
I want to know, like, I probably already asked this, but I'm gonna look at the email if you give me the answer. So if someone put a hex on me, do they like, how many people have to put a hex on me for it to work? Because I feel like if one person puts a hex on you, it doesn't work. That's my guess, but I don't know.
I don't know. But I remember one time we did talk in the podcast about how we were scared of hexes, and a witch did email us. She said, hey, witch here. I'm just a listener and I'm also a witch. And she said, hexes don't work because like they take so much effort to do.
I remember it's all
about,
that.
She said, witches are about being positive. So
that's good. This reminds me of, I watched a PP Cocaine interview. If you don't know who she is, she's like, a female rapper from TikTok, I guess.
Oh yeah, her song on Musketeer. Hey Daddy Kane.
Oh yeah,
bitches.
And she has she like struggles with like mental illnesses, I guess, and she said she's going to a witch doctor to help. So I just wanted to let people know that. Like, I thought it was interesting.
What if that's the future? Like, we're all like, oh, haha, pee pee cocaine. But then like 50 years from now, it's just a thing like, oh, you have diabetes? Okay. There's a witch at there's a whole witch hospital.
Oh yeah. Cause I'm assuming, well, I'm not even assuming, like, I know if you're a witch doctor, you don't go to college. So like, it just is like whatever the witch.
Wait, there's going to be universities for them.
Oh yeah, there might be. I don't, who knows? It looks like Christmas behind me, by the way, the lights.
Oh yeah, Mom really went all out.
Isn't that crazy? What are you Googling right now? I saw you Googling something.
Oh, I was actually turning the air on.
Oh, okay.
I felt sweat forming on my forehead.
That makes sense.
Because I'm so nervous right now.
I don't know why, but I'm so sweaty too. Like I have my computer on a bin, I guess. And I touched it and like my hands are so sweaty. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. That's just normal for you though, right?
Yeah, I literally said it in so many podcasts. So I don't even know at this point, why am I saying, I don't know why at this point. It's like that annoying bitch that always says like, I don't know why my eyes are always red. It's like, go to the doctor. But for me, the reason why I'm not going to the doctor, because it's like, I don't give, like, I don't actually care. And I don't want to go to the doctor for sweat because I've already said it, but the sweat's going to come out in another place. Like, if it was actually something that was ruining my life, I would go to the doctor. I don't know who I'm talking to now, but I'm just letting you guys know.
There's an E. Do you remember that? There used to be a reality show on E called Dr. 90210, and they have a new one with female plastic surgeons are the people. And we watched an episode, and someone did go to a plastic surgeon because they sweat a lot.
Wait, so it's like botched or no?
No, it's not really botched because they just help people like from scratch. They don't help. They don't like only do botched surgeries.
Did they give them Botox or something? Is that, don't you make sweat go away with Botox?
I think they use like this weird device.
Oh, that, I guess like if it...
You know, like sucked all the sweat out of their hand or something?
I am also... What? Oh, yeah, with the whole thing about going to the doctor. But actually, sometimes you should go to the get help because, like, I had warts on my hand, and for the longest time, I was like, I don't care. But then finally, like, I was hanging out with my sister, and then we were looking at them, and, like, I think, like, one of us are like, wait, I think, like, what? If, like, you might as well get them, like, checked out. And then, yeah, I got them removed, and, like, it was one of the best experiences of my life. No, just joking, so but I'm happy that I got the warts.
For all of you people out there, like, if you have a wart on your hand and you're like, whatever, I'm not going to deal with it. You know what? Self-care. Get that wart frozen off.
So I don't know how warts worked, but I swear, one of the warts on my hand that I don't have anymore, but I used to have, it was gross, dry, all this gross stuff. And it was literally there for, like, so many years, but I was like, I don't really care.
You just like transmitting warts all the time every time you handshake. Is that a thing where it can get spread?
I think they gave me a piece of paper about warts. Yeah, and it actually is like, I don't know.
Oh my God, you probably gave millions of people warts.
But then they cut it off and there was all these maggots and bugs under the wart.
I'm joking. I'm not that fucking disgusting. But I do. Can you imagine like, me and Jacob went to Playlist Live, which is like a YouTube convention 4 years ago. We did a meet and greet. Can you imagine if some of those people that meet and greet probably got a wart from you?
I hope not because because I think maybe since my warts have been there so long, they were like dead. They weren't like active warts or whatever.
But I do wonder like if you did get the treatment on your hand to get rid of the sweat, like then like we've already said, like do your boobs become extra sweaty, your inner thighs pick up the sweat because the sweat's got to escape.
Yeah.
It's going to find an orifice. It's going to find a gland to secrete.
Yeah, because I've always heard so many times, like, it's good to sweat. So then what's going to, would it, also another worry of mine, would the sweat not being released, like, make my skin irritated or something?
Oh. Then,
another reason why I don't think I'd do it is because this is another one of the things I sometimes think about. Like, I don't think I'd ever get, like, I don't know another procedure, but I don't think I'd get the sweat thing because I always think about, like, what if one day I'm in the wild and then I just start sweating and I'm so used to not sweating and then I do sweat. So it's like...
Wait, you're not getting the sweat glands fixed on your hands because one day you might be in the wild?
Because, like, what if I can't get it one day and then it's like, oh, well, now I'm sweaty and I hate it because I'm not used to it.
I mean, if life turns into a thing where we all have to live in the wild, like, I feel like that'll be the least of your worries.
Oh,
if we all have to effing be in the wild, that would suck.
What's your opinion on what our dad always says? Our dad always says this thing about, like, he basically, the gist of his statement, I think he's probably joking, but he always says, like, here he says, like, you guys need to learn how to survive in the wild because, like, what if it happens? Like, do you think in 2020 you actually need to know how to survive in the wild?
I mean, I guess it's always good to know, like, I'm not saying the wild, but it's always good to know, like, basic things, like how to change a tire, which, by the way, I have no idea how to do. Or, like, how to even change your own oil. I don't know how to do that either.
I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about, like, You need to know how to gut a pig because to eat it for dinner.
The actual wild, though, it's like, if that happens, like, I'll probably just leave Earth, I'm guessing. Or, like, I'll just try to find, like, a tribe of people that really knows how to survive on the land. And I'll be like, I don't really have any skills to contribute to the group, but I'll help, like, cook the food once you find it. And I'll be, like, the entertainer.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I could be that. I could be, like, that village is, like, Marilyn Monroe. Like, no. I'll be like, you know, like, every community needs an entertainer, and, like, I'll be your Audrey Hepburn.
It sounds easy saying it, but then if you say you're the entertainer, like, you need to wake up every morning and say, like, knock, knock, who's there? You know what I mean? Like, that'd
be I would have, like, scheduled shows. I'd be like, you guys, like, I still get off days. Like, every Friday night, like, I'll do a two-hour one-person play. And that would actually be fun.
That'd be a good idea. Because
I have my In the Wild plan. That's my once the world, like, all goes to shit and society breaks and we all live in forests and jungles, that'll be my plan.
I think my plan would be if we have to beat up another tribe, it's just like annoying them. So, like, if a tribe took over our spot or whatever, you got, like, a village, I would just, like, poke at them and then run away so fast.
Oh wait, or you can literally be the witch, because, like, no one would have, like, the internet, so you could just say claims that have no evidence and there'll be no way for them to say it's not true. So be like, oh yeah, I'm a witch, like, I'll do a spell or whatever, and then it's all just completely fake and they'll keep you around because they might believe it.
Oh yeah, and, like, didn't people actually do that, like, back in the day? Because, like, you would go to a town, and then once they stopped believing, you go to the next town over and say, like, I can cure every problem. You know,
I'm sure that happened. I don't have, like, any.
Yeah, I don't have a
story, but that definitely happened back in the day. Like, there are probably people. Can you imagine, like, if you started, like, a cleaning supply company in, like, in the 1910s, and you were just like, this cleaning product is amazing for your house, and, like, you gave them a demonstration with Lysol or whatever, and then you gave them, like, just actual water when they bought it, and then you escaped the town. There's no way for them to contact you. Bye.
No, we have a story about that. We kind of have a story about that, but it wasn't the olden days. It was probably, like, 2008, I'm assuming. I think everyone was there, like, everyone in our family. At the family house, that guy knocked on the door. I feel like this doesn't happen anymore.
No, the reason why I said that is because I don't think you were even alive during this time, but there was a time where a cleaner man came to the door and did a whole demonstration like that.
No, this happened when I was alive, too. I don't know if it's the same time or a different time, but he sprayed the floor, cleaned it, and then... And then mom bought the product, and I think mom said something like, I feel like he gave us the shittier version of the product.
Oh my God, I bet you that isn't it? Because I remember this guy came in to our house, and he saw dirty shoes on the floor, and he was like, oh, let me give you a little test. And he did the sponge to the dirty ass shoe, and it went completely white. Like, all the dirt came off, but I remember, I think we wanted to buy it because, like, all the kids in our family were, like, so excited by the presentation. We're like, mom, you have to get it. Yeah. Like, this is amazing. And she said, like, once he left, she said, like, oh, yeah, like, they just put water in a bottle and it's all a scam.
Oh, that's what I feel like. What? Like, does that stuff happen nowadays, though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think the internet ruined all that. How come no one goes door to door and tries to sell you a vacuum cleaner nowadays?
Yeah, didn't our mom used to do that?
Yeah, that was, like, her first job.
But also, like, there's so many other things you could do that with. Like, you could go to people's house and be walking and be like, you guys have all these putts. Like, no, you don't need to be mean about it. You have to be kind of, like, nice about it so they buy the product. And say, like, oh, I think when your guests walk in, they're going to be kind of weirded out by the smell. And then say, I have this new product. But that won't work nowadays because everyone knows what Glade and Febreze are.
Oh, yeah. And, like, Amazon. You just be like, oh, I'll just buy it on Amazon if this is actually a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's so but true. This was a week where there was a lot of... people getting really pissed about stupid things. Like, for example, the Harry Styles dress thing.
Okay. This what weirded me out so much because I actually legit didn't think anything of it when I saw the magazine.
So Harry Styles was on Vogue wearing a dress or some shit. And when I saw it, I literally just looked at it for maybe half a second. And I was just like, oh, cool. And then kept scrolling. Like, I didn't even register in my mind as anything. And then I think the actual problem is people need to stop retweeting these people who try to make the controversy. You know what I mean?
No. Okay. I kind of agree with you. So I don't know if this is how it happens, but I kind of think this is how it works. Someone that isn't even mad at it, but just wants to store shit.
Yeah.
Up.
They just know that it'll get so much attention if they call out Harry Styles for wearing a dress. So they do it.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure someone tweeted like, oh, this isn't manly, which if I was someone looking at the Harry Styles thing and I was like, how am I going to store shit up? I would automatically say he's not manly. And then that would store shit up.
Oh, and then they jump to
get mad at you.
And then they jump to such extreme conclusions though. Like they said, like Harry Styles wearing a dress, like while society is constantly trying to feminize men and society needs strong men or will collapse. And Harry Styles wearing a dress is pretty much the collapse of all men. It's like, okay, boo. Like, is it really that deep?
Oh yeah.
I think the thing is we need to stop giving these people attention, like us literally talking about it on the podcast. But I mean, like on Twitter, like everyone has to quote all these people saying these dumb things and then it gives them attention, which is what they're after. Like, you know, Tomi Lahren or whatever, that girl who always says like ridiculous things and then Cardi B will quote her. It's like, whenever she does it, I'm so annoyed because I'm like, that's exactly what she wants, is for Cardi B to retweet her. You know what I mean? And quote her and fight her. So I feel we just need to stop giving these people attention.
I 100% agree, because even with WAP, when Ben Shapiro said, oh my gosh, like if you're a pussy's what? Like that's disgusting.
Yeah.
But the people, that's obviously funny what he said. It's funny because he thinks it's like no one's vagina is actually a map. But you know what I mean? People just think it's fun. Like, it just is, people, like, I don't
like
get
like, he took
people...
it so literally, you mean?
Oh, yeah, because he literally said, like, because I think they said something in the song, like, it's like a mop bucket or something, but it's like, at the end of the day, it just is a comical lyric.
Oh, yeah. So I think, but yeah, that's my whole thing, is like, I just don't believe anyone's actually outraged. I think people just think it's funny that people love the idea of someone being outraged, so then, like, we blow it up to this huge proportion where, like, in reality, like, maybe 5% of the people who saw that Harry Styles in a dress photo were actually outraged. But then we just blow it up to this whole thing where it feels way bigger, you know?
Yeah, I feel like most people don't give a F. But this also makes me think how one of the people said, like, this is... Okay, so this is the collapse of society. So this makes me think, okay, so I'm, like, I'm the most famous a gay guy in the world. And then I do this photo shoot of me with like wearing long johns. And then somehow becomes this thing like, wait, like you're trying to make every gay guy seem like you should wear long johns, but it's like, I'm just wearing long johns. Like I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. Also like my whole thing is like wearing a dress. Like, I mean, you could, if we were living back in the olden days where you literally strong men were needed in every civilization or whatever to keep everyone alive, like if you're wearing a dress or you could still hunt and get food. So I don't really, like, I don't get it.
Yeah. My thought on this is, isn't it just, aren't these thoughts in our mind because like how we're raised, like who even knows like if dresses are actually meant for girls? Like whoever made a dress just, I don't know what they were like in the olden days, but nowadays just said these are.
It's literally just like a piece of fabric. Who cares?
Oh yeah, it's same with like blue and pink. It's kind of like, oh, someone just said pink is for girls, but.
No, that's
we're
why we
so
shouldn't
mad.
Give, that's why we shouldn't give attention to these people, even though we just literally talked about them for 10 minutes. But
no, but I agree with that. The only reason these things blow up is because people try to be annoying, and plus the people that are trying to be annoying. Basically, we give attention to these annoying people.
Also, I do have to say, like, I think maybe it is people just like arguments. You know what I mean? So it is entertainment. Like, we like being in arguments, feeling like we're fighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like, Vogue probably loved it because they were like, oh my God, we thought this would get like mild attention, but now, like, somehow everyone's talking about it. So, hell yes. Like, now more people are buying the Vogue. So, I mean, it's a win win for everyone.
Yeah. Because I guarantee if I went to Walmart right now, and I was doing a video where I asked people about it, I feel like most people would literally say, like, okay, that's cool.
So I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it would either be, I don't give a shit, or it would either be, oh my gosh, I love Harry Styles. Like, one of those two reactions, yeah. I feel like.
Another huge outrage that we have to cover, because it's very important news we cover here. Charli D'Amelio and Dixie D'Amelio, they did a video with their family. James Charles was also present. They had a chef. They had a chef cook for them. Dixie didn't like the food, so people want her to like just be done with. They want her career to be over because she didn't like the food the chef made.
And then she also said, she said something. She said something along the lines of, "Oh, I hit a million a million followers last year, and it'd be cool if I hit 100 million followers the day, a year after I hit a million followers. But
oh,
she
yeah.
didn't. She didn't do that, but she was just like saying like, oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. I guess people were just really mad because... How did we all find out what people are mad about? Like, how did I find out about this? I actually want to know.
No, I don't...
Is it just on my Twitter? Like, who... I think how I saw it was because, like, James Charles did a whole tweet about it or something.
I think I was on Twitter and I saw Charli D'Amelio was trending, so I clicked on it. And then the funny thing is that I just saw a few things on Twitter and that's all I know about it. And my opinion is like, okay, so isn't it just all a joke at the end of the day?
Yeah, so people are mad saying they disrespected the chef so bad. So when I heard it, I was like, oh my God, like, I cannot wait to watch this video. Cause like, I just want to, like, obviously it's so bad to disrespect people, but I was like, if I want to see this and be triggered, you know what I mean? Like, I was ready to be outraged. But then I watched the video and I don't know if they deleted the parts that were bad, but I was like, it felt like it was sort of a joke. Like the whole premise was they have this bougie ass fancy chef. He was on the Food Network. He owns all these restaurants. He was cooking for them. And like they were sort of in the vibe of like, oh yeah, we love like chicken nuggets and that sort of thing. And he made like this really fancy dish that had like snail in it and stuff. Literally snails were in it. So Dixie ate the snail and was like, oh my God. And she like spit it out and all this stuff and made this whole drama thing. But when I was watching it, I was like, I almost feel like this was all planned because I thought it'd be like a funny comedy thing. You know what I mean? Like, oh, let's eat snails and like throw it up.
Oh yeah. So I didn't watch the video, but I am... Like someone screen recorded the video and uploaded the 10 seconds that everyone was talking about it. And it just seemed like it was supposed to be a thing where like, we're going to give them snails because most people haven't tried them. So then,
yeah. And like, I would think most people would be like, oh, this is kind of gross, but like, I want to try it. Obviously most people wouldn't go to the reaction she had and literally throw it up and all this stuff. But I feel like she was just like, oh, I guess let's make the video entertaining.
Wait, she threw it up?
I think she like spit it out or something. I don't know. But
oh yeah, I think... I guess my opinion is, I didn't dive too much in it, but I did see a Hollywood Fix video and I watched it of the chef. So he obviously, it was obviously
I like all of us pretending like, we don't really know that much about this. Like, but then we somehow, like you watched the Hollywood Fix video and I watched the whole video.
That's the thing is that it was for sure a thing in my mind, but for some reason I was embarrassed about it. Let's be honest. Oh, but yeah. I watched the Hollywood Fix video and the chef was there. It's so funny because this was obviously planned. But he said like, oh yeah, he basically said like, oh yeah, they're such sweet people. And I just, I wanted to have them try snail. And like, he just basically said it doesn't matter. It seemed
And he didn't care that Dixie spit it out.
That's what it seemed like. And then with the 100 million followers thing, my opinion is, since Evan wants to know, my opinion is like, oh, like, I think she was just like, kind of just like, it's kind of like, it's like, I guess I get it. Like, but like, I'm assuming she doesn't actually care that she didn't hit that milestone.
I guess it's just a thing where like, if you get 100 million followers in 1 year, I guess maybe just you have to deal with people being outraged about you doing some stuff, you know?
Yeah, and then like the story
that's showbiz,
went viral.
Babe.
Oh yeah, I'm used to it. And then the story gets even worse because like James Charles and Trisha Paytas get into drama. Like I also watch stuff, but I don't even know if we need to comment on it because it's just too crazy.
Oh my God, drama! The girls are fighting.
I wanted to wait. Is there anything else people were outraged about? Actually,
I'm trying to think. Should we just call this like the outrage podcast and we just comment on stuff people are outraged on and tell us and we decide like, should we be outraged? So let's decide. Harry Styles, should we be outraged he wore a dress? I personally think like, yes, because that is gross.
I say no.
I'm just kidding. Obviously, no. That is not an out. You shouldn't be outraged by him wearing a dress. It was just for a fact. Who cares if he wears a dress every day? Who gives a shit what anyone wears? Obviously, that one was dumb outrage. The Charli and Dixie, was the outrage needed?
This is my opinion. So, immediate answer, no. But the thing is that I think people are outraged because she got so popular so fast. So like,
yeah, you know, like, that's a layer.
That's
a whole nother layer.
I feel like when you're like, get to like, you get famous so fast, like, I think it's kind of a thing where like, I feel like even if you don't do anything bad, like, you're gonna have drama within your first year and like big drama.
It's like people are already kind of annoyed that you got famous so fast and it seemed like it didn't take that much work in their opinion. So then they're going to find stuff to get outraged about, you know?
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, like, I get why people are, like, I don't personally think that, but I get why people are outraged.
Yeah.
Outraged.
I'm on Dixie and D'Amelio, Dixie D'Amelio's dad's side.
Oh, I'm on
He was
the
in
mom.
The video. He was on, he, you did, the video was on, it's the, it was on the D'Amelio family channel, because it took me a while to find it, because I was like, oh, I'm going to go on Dixie's channel, and I was like, where the hell is this video? I was like, did she delete it? I guess I had to go on the Dixie, no, the D'Amelio family channel.
They have I didn't watch it, but I saw it was on that channel.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch it either. Wait, what are we even talking about? I don't really know that much about this.
I just thought about someone saying, someone with a friend group and someone saying, yeah, like, do you watch the Bro Show podcast? And they're just like, and then the artist's like, no, and they get so embarrassed because, like,
oh, like, oh, ew, no, who's that?
Oh, yeah, like, or someone says, like, did you hear that they talked about Harry Styles? And they're like, oh, I didn't watch it, but, like, what happened? Like, just even though they do watch it, but it just sounds funny. Like, someone being so embarrassed. Because I've done that before.
Another thing people are outraged about this week, I just remembered one, is Drake Bell moved to Mexico.
Didn't someone email us about this?
I'm kidding. People aren't outraged. But, okay, he Instagrammed a photo of him with a Mexican identification card. So people are like, oh, my God, he literally moved there. I didn't know. And he even changed his name from Drake Bell to Drake Campana. And I didn't know he's been releasing Spanish music. He released a Spanish song in, 2019, 23 million views. I guess he's just like, I'm going to move to Mexico. That's his thing.
Oh, yeah. So when I heard this, I like, I was like, oh, I guess I get it. Because I remember seeing, like you said, a year ago, he released a Spanish song. And I was like, oh, so I guess it makes sense.
I love that, though. And like, people move to other countries, like Lindsay Lohan moving to Dubai and just like, oh yeah, I'll just be a Dubai person now, you know?
I know, because I feel like if you're, like you could move to one of those countries and be even more famous, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, like obviously Marvin, my Nickelodeon show, was only lasted one season in the US, but I feel like I need to do research and like, maybe it did really good in Austria and then I can move there, you know? And be like, oh, let's reboot this and that'll just be my new thing.
Oh yeah,
I'll learn the language. I'll learn the culture. Like,
and then you'd go to the mall in Austria and say like, and like everyone be like, that's a Marvin boy. you should plan this whole thing, find the country that it was biggest in, and then like email their like someone in power and say like, I'm gonna be flying there, and then like, and then have a video of you flying there, and everyone, oh my gosh, and then post it on Instagram. I have to talk about this. Someone said, left a review on Apple of the podcast, and they said, I love these Greasy Boys so much. They are so funny and so real. They always, so like, that's the first part of it. But
I love that.
I know they said, I love these Greasy Boys. We probably didn't even say we're greasy, but
wait, when we rebranded this podcast, why didn't we call ourselves the Greasy Boys?
Yeah, because to be honest, like, I am greasy a lot of the times, but I kind of
always have a shine.
It's kind of cool though.
Yeah, and I feel like now they used to call it grease, but now it's like highlight.
Oh, okay, it's like I look glowy.
Yeah, it's like you spend $50 on a highlighter palette, and I have it naturally. So my nose is currently naturally shiny, whereas you have to put highlight on yours. You know?
Yeah, the space that's my cheeks or chin are never greasy. It's always the T-zone, I think you had the forehead, nose area. It's always like kind of greasy.
But I do love how grease is in. Hopefully that stays in for a while.
I know. It just like makes me feel like so confident and good about myself.
I know, finally. For all of you matte people out there, your skin's really matte and not greasy, like just know that you don't fit the current beauty standard.
Oh, yeah. Like you might want to go to Sephora and buy those grease drops. Isn't that a thing? Yeah. It's not called grease drops, but same thing. Let's be
grease
honest.
Drops? I wish someone would make a highlighter palette and just call it grease.
I know, because let's be honest, that's what it is.
No, just a bunch of cow lard grease. It's made out of lard. Okay, then.
Wait, you're joking, right? Obviously.
I'm just kidding. I actually don't know.
Flex, flex, flex. The next part of the podcast, the theme song is going in 2, 3, 1. I've been flexing, fluff, 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 flexing with lucasandjacob.com.
Flexing. Kiss us.
Okay, it's not kiss us. Kiss us. I thought it would be funny if we both if we both just, I have a few actually. The best flexing lyrics of all time, according to Urban Dictionary, the definition is showing off your valuables in a non-humble way. I love flex lyrics because it makes me feel so cool because I don't have as much money as these people, but it's fun to think I do.
I want to know, like, back in the Frank Sinatra days or whatever, like, did they ever flex in their songs, do you think?
Maybe instead of, like, flexing about money and hoes, they would flex about, like, I live in Palm Springs. I don't know.
I feel like they didn't flex back then. It was just about, like, love and, like, they wanted to be, like, they wanted their music to be relatable to everyone. Whereas nowadays, it's, like, I'm going to make a song that's relatable to, like, 3,000 people in the world and, like, people will just listen to it to feel like a rich bitch, you know?
Oh, yeah, because was flexing, like, a thing in the... because in the 90s, flexing was a thing, I think, because those songs kind of flexing. But I wonder if in the 80s, songs flexed. Like, the rap was flexed.
We need to do a whole episode on the art of the history of flexing.
I know, because when I think of
flexing... I'm writing this down.
I think of rappers and stuff, but even pop stars flex now. Exhibit
A. Oh, yeah, it's just
a
thing.
Ariana Grande saying, who said money can't buy happiness if they must not have had enough.
Even in the presidential debates, it was just like, yeah, but what, like, designer clothes do you wear? And, like, they would go back and forth.
Oh, that'd be... Okay, I would know life is a joke if before the presidential debate, Donald Trump and Joe Biden had a red carpet and they were wearing, like, Gucci Valentino, and even to make it worse, they were trying to flex so hard on us. They had belts, like Louis Vuitton belts, like in a shirt that says Gucci on it. Like, why do you have to make it so blatant that
I feel
rich?
Like, we're getting closer to that. I there will be a day where, like, the presidential debates happen, and, like, as they walk on a stage, there's a shoe cam because it's like, okay, like, they're wearing a on a jalapa or whatever.
Yeah, because what I'm channeling, what I'm pitching is, like, you know when, like, Cardi B goes to trial for something she did, she wears, like, the most fancy clothes. That's what I'm pitching, except for the president.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that'll happen in, like, 2042.
Yeah, I totally see it happening.
But you wanted us to pick out our favorite flexing lyrics?
Did you do so? I did.
I picked out one.
Oh, I have a few, but yeah.
Okay. You can guess the song and artist.
Oh, okay. This sounds
Wait, shit. I lost my space. Please. Oh, okay. This is it. Broke bitches so crusty, disgust me. Gave the bitch a ride, got the continental dusty. Trust me, I keep a couple hundred in the Duffy. Couple wet wipes. Case a bum try to touch me. Ew. And the ew is part of the lyrics.
First of all, what
ew, is... Saying ew to someone, like someone so broke that, like, when you're around them, you need wet wipes. Because you're just like, I need wet wipes to cleanse myself from their brokenness.
I'm picturing, like, a homeless person touches her and she's just like, ew. Like,
but I'm not even picturing that far. I'm picturing, like, her cousin who, like, just lives a normal life touches her. And she's like, ew. Keep a couple wet wipes.
I'm pretty sure, like, I had an Instagram caption that said, keep a couple wet wipes. Really? I don't know.
Obviously, you know the song and the artist.
It's Nicki Minaj. The song, okay, I don't think I know is a thing. But
what?
I know it's Nicki Minaj.
You
it's
you
a bum to touch me. Ew, let me smock it off. I just signed a couple deals on my... Then I don't need a radiator. Let me the bump still the same. Radiator.
You're about to say the title.
Did it on him.
Yep.
Yay!
I feel like Nikki's the queen of flexing, so she had to be my pick.
Okay, so I have like 8, so I'll say the lyric and you have to guess.
Okay.
And these are popular songs, like we all know. Okay, the first one is kind of recent, so I just had to put it in because I love this flexing lyric. This is what kind of made me think of it. I got the biggest damn song off the charts, sis.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah, I just thought that was a good flex because, like, he does have the biggest song.
Oh, that's a good flex because, like, yeah, no one can ever, no matter what happens from this point forward, it's like, I have the biggest song, so.
Yeah. Okay, this
probably
one...
nobody will ever beat it because wasn't it number one for, like, a ridiculous amount of weeks?
Yeah, like 20, I think. So,
won't happen for, like, 20 years.
Yeah, he's probably going to have it for his lifetime. Okay, now the next one, this was another immediate one. It kind of reminds me of childhood. Okay, guess the artist in the song. I got so much money, I should start a bank. I only did one lyric, but do you know the song?
Oh, is that the same one that said, I make what you make in 3 years and 2 days or something?
I don't think so. Oh, I don't know. I don't think so, though.
I actually don't know what the song is.
Who's the artist, though?
For some reason, I'm thinking Chris Brown, but I don't think you pick a song by him.
No, I wouldn't pick a song by him. It's Wiz Khalifa. What card play hard?
Oh!
It's so funny. This is like a whole spell. Okay.
Wait, do they flex in country songs? Because someone needs to get on that.
No, that's not really flexing. I was going to say Maren Morris when she says, I'd be rich, burns in the driveway, in the water. But that's not holy.
She's talking about, she was more talking about like, if I was rich.
Yeah.
I wonder if country people do that. Just like, I got rims on my truck that you could never dream of.
Oh, yeah. Bitch, I'm Madonna. This one's obviously we know.
Wait, is that the song Bitch, I'm Madonna by Madonna?
I just put Bitch, I'm Madonna. That's the lyric that just stands out to me when I think of flexing. Because it's like, because if you say bitch, then your name, you're basically saying everyone knows who I am.
Oh, yeah. So that's a whole other layer of flexing.
Yeah, featuring Nicki Minaj. Okay, this next one, I love it. I absolutely love this lyric. Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess.
Beyonce?
You know the song?
Formation.
Oh, yeah. I love this lyric for so many reasons. Because I think it's a flex in itself saying that people think you're part of the Illuminati. Because,
oh, yeah, that's just a subtle brag.
Like, that's just saying, like, I'm so rich and famous that people think I'm part of, like, this elite group.
Yeah, it's like, I'm the elites that rule the world, people think.
Yeah, I really love that energy.
Also, she was just, and also it's a flex because she's like, you guys thought I got to where I am because of the Illuminati, but I actually did do it through hard work.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching this video that really opened my eyes. Kind of has to do with what you said. Like, it was saying, like, people think she did it. She got this famous, like, from using this, like, elite group, but she actually did it herself. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, I just said who it is. This is my last one, a Nicki Minaj one. This is one, I'm not joking. This is one where, like, this is probably one of the top five lyrics in my brain for some reason. And this isn't a joke. This is actually one of the top five lyrics in my brain. I don't know why. I mean, we could have went shopping, but what could you afford? Like this, when I was like, I just remember thinking it was funny the first time I heard it. Cause it's like, say you're shopping with someone, they're just like, bro.
But it's so funny that we all enjoy listening to this music. Cause like, it's just kind of like the whole song is just insulting you. It's just like, what could you afford? But it's like, but I feel like everyone envisions that they're the one rapping it, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I think of while listening to these because I don't have like these bands and stuff. So it's kind of, I guess I just like listening to it because it's like this lifestyle that like, that even if I was that, which I don't think I'd be living this lifestyle, but I just like envisioning it.
Fantasy.
Yeah, it's just like a joke world and I like it.
Oh yeah. I actually have a game lined up.
Wait, what is it?
Game time.
Do a theme song.
Game time, bro show games. This is, so I was earlier this week, since we have been extra quarantined, I was bored, so I was on Hulu, and I saw The Only Way is Essex. Have you ever watched that show?
I haven't watched it, but it's a British reality show.
It's a British reality show. I watched it so long ago. So when I saw it was on there, I was like, oh, I'm just going to rewatch the old seasons I already watched. But then I saw there's new seasons. They're still doing it with the whole new, they have some original cast, but it's mostly new people.
It's on just Hulu, right?
Yeah. So I was watching the new season. It's just it's pretty much just The Hills, but about Essex in the UK. And it was just so funny because like they say so many, it's just like funny hearing them talk for some reason. Cause like, first of all, like the people on this show, they have like so many like fillers and like lip filler and stuff. And then like, they're just like talking in the British accent. I just love it. And like fighting and yelling. And it's just amazing. But
oh,
it made
yeah.
me think, because I love British slang. So we have a game. Is it actually British slang or not? And you have to guess.
So did they say it or not, kinda?
No, it's just like, I'm going to say a slang and you have to guess, is this actually saying slang? Is this actually British slang or did I make it up?
Okay, I'm excited to play this.
And so for all the British listeners, like, Yeah, maybe if this, even if this slang is not real, like maybe you guys could start using it, because we have to start using it.
We're going to start throwing it back 2014 YouTube. Try British candy.
Oh, yeah. Was there a British slang challenge back then?
I think it was like teaching people British slang, teaching people gay slang, all this stuff.
Okay. So the first one is WAPA. So I'd be like, that girl is a WAPA. Like Whopper. This is how you say it in American, Whopper. But British is like WAPA.
So the Burger King sandwich.
So you say, that girl is a straight up WAPA. And it means hot girl.
The reason why I'm saying this one is true because somewhere in my brain I've heard this before. Like, and it was from a British person, so it's true.
It's fake. Wait, I mean, as far as I know, maybe this is real, but that was my first fake one because I was just like, because it sounds like something that would be British slang, doesn't it?
I made that up in my brain. I swear I had like in a time where I heard a British person saying that.
Like, that girl's a straight up WAPA.
That sounds real is a thing.
This one. Oh, okay. This one. Slagged off. So people say that, like, you cannot trust her. She slagged you off behind your back. It means talking mad shit.
Okay. This is kind of, I've never heard anyone say this. I'm going to say it's fake.
It's real. I was almost going to say before I said it that, oh, you'll know this one's real. Because I feel like, maybe it's because I've had British friends, not to brag, but
not
like
to
they
brag.
Would say, like, they would say like, oh yeah, like she slagged her off or whatever.
So it just means that you're just a shitty person.
Oh, it's just another word of saying talk shit. So I would say, she slagged you off, you know what I mean?
Oh,
or she's slagging me off.
You.
Yeah. I remember it was so annoying, like when I used to hang out with British people, like if I like got drunk with them, I would start talking in a British accent. Like, that's so annoying. They probably were so annoyed.
Wait, did you do it on purpose? Or like, you're just drunk person, or like, just,
it felt I kind of did it on purpose, because I saw it was like, I was like, oh, it'll be like fun.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, they probably like, this isn't funny, but.
I just know, like, you're the type of bitch to like, go to the UK for 2 weeks and be like, I feel like it's like in my blood now, and like you peak like that for the next year, and it's like, you're such a liar.
I know. I would go on like a 2 week vacation and like come back saying like, oh yeah, like she slags her off, like it's so annoying. And people would be like, what does that mean? And they'd be like, oh, so sorry, like it's a UK thing.
But I'd also do that too.
But I'd be like, oh yeah, my brain's just so jumbled. Like sometimes I use British slang. Like sometimes I go into a British accent. So
wait, when you went to the UK like over like Christmas break that one time when you came back, did you do that? I feel like you did, but did you not?
I don't think I did then, but I remember me and my sister, we went to England when I was in high school like two times. Yeah. We had to go there to promote the Fred movie or whatever, and I would like be like, oh, it's like kind of hard to like not talk in like with the accent.
I mean, but, like,
we were just saying it like because we thought it was just like funny, like, oh my god, now we have accents.
But, like, yeah, I did the
just
same.
Annoying American, you know. Okay, this is the next one. Bobby's your uncle. And this is an example of it. So heat up the food, put it in the microwave. Bobby's your uncle. It's basically a thing you just say at the end of instructions. So you say any instructions. And I guess at the end, you'd say Bobby's your uncle. Or you could also say Fanny's your aunt.
Okay. This one's really specific. So I'm going to say it's true.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have gone in so specific. That's real. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I've never heard this one.
Did they say it on the Essex show, though?
No, I just found this one online.
Oh, okay.
So for all the British people, like, I don't even... Do you guys actually use that, or is it a thing that, like, only old people say or something?
Oh, yeah. So, like, what's American slang is what this is making me think.
I don't know. I almost think cringe came from England.
Oh, you told me that once. I didn't know. Like, I didn't know that.
Remember, I always heard British people say, like, that is so cringe. And then, like, Americans didn't really say it, but now it's an American thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, I always, like, joke and say I'm cringe, but when you actually think about times when you're actually cringe, like, because there is times when, like, you're in a situation, you hear someone say something that, like, it doesn't happen that often, but when I hear something say something like, in my mind, it sounds embarrassing that they said it, and I actually kind of cringe. It's like it's even with my face. It's like a body thing. Like, you feel it in your body.
Probably like me saying that, like, oh, I talked British when I was drunk.
And that's
pretty cringe.
Yeah, that would make me cringe, but I'd do the same. So I do.
Okay,
it. I would.
Are you ready for the next one? Yeah. Laffy Taffy Slobber. Laffy Taffy Slobber. So I'd say, yeah, she gave me a Laffy Taffy Slobber. And it means BJ. B.
How do you come up with this? It's fake.
Oh, yeah, it's fake.
Laffy Taffy Slobber. Like,
it could be real, though. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like a thing that like teens say. Laffy Taffy Slobber. Because like, maybe they don't want their parents to know what they're talking about. So they're like, oh, yeah, like, she gave everyone a Laffy Taffy Slobber.
This isn't the first time. Well, like, this isn't British slang. But when I heard someone say Slappy Tappy, I was like, this thing just grossed me out.
Oh, that's probably why, how I subconsciously thought of that one. Okay, next one.
Wait. Gutted. What?
Gutted. So something bad happened to me. Oh, okay. I'm gutted. Gutted.
I'm gutted.
I'm straight up gutted.
And what does it mean?
Oh, it just means like you're pissed. Or like you're just really hurt. Like you're someone took out your guts.
Yeah, I think it's real because it makes sense. Like just like you said, like someone take out.
Yeah, that one's real. And that is one I really want to start saying.
I know gutted. I like that one.
Doesn't sound good in American though. Like I'm gutted. But it sounds good if they don't say the T so much as I'm gutted. Like that sounds way better than I'm gutted.
Oh yeah, like not pronouncing everything.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
like
as
every
good.
Syllable, whatever. This means
I'm gonna start saying that.
From the slappy tappy one, it reminded me of remember that one song that we used to listen to? Yeah, I'm bisexual. Dun 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 dun. Bisexual.
Wait, the bisexual anthem?
Yeah, that song. It went something like that, I think.
I feel like that wasn't how it went? A bisexual anthem. I actually forgot how it went.
I just remember it going like, yeah, I'm bisexual. Dun, 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 dun.
I need to check her Apple Music, see if she has any new hits.
I know. So, okay. Got it. I like that one.
Yeah. We need to bring that to America. British people are probably so pissed. Like, do not take it.
I know. Okay.
Bross monkeys. So say it's, it means cold weather. So it'd be like, oh, put on your coat. It's cold as bross monkeys.
This sounds fake, but I kind of think it's real. But I'm going to say fake.
It's real. That's on their version of cold as a witch's tit.
Oh, that's funny. That is kind of cold as a witch's tit. And then brass monkeys. Is that what you said?
Brass monkeys. Yeah. Brass monkeys. I guess that's a thing. Every British person says it. And I don't want to hear anyone say they don't. next one is, he really lost the plot. He straight up lost the plot. Lost the plot. And it just means, like, he lost it.
I'm going to say it's real because, like, the plot of a movie, it kind of sounds real.
Yeah, that one's real. And the British people that I've been friends with did say that.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, did the British people say gutted?
Yeah, that was another one. But they said that on The Only Way Is Essex. And they also said slag. Slag also can mean slut, too. It's like, she's such a slag. Or you could say, she slagged me off. And that means, like, talking shit. So if you just, I'm the British expert. So, like, if you ever want to know anything.
Oh, yeah. We should always have a segment. Say, like, since Lucas has been friends with a lot of British people, like, he's going to teach Jacob about a couple of British things.
Okay. This is another one. You're just a piece of belly lint. Said, he's just a piece of belly lint, ain't he?
Okay. This does sound real, but it's fake.
Yeah, it's fake.
Because I just don't picture a British person saying belly.
Oh, yeah. But I could also picture on The Only Way Is Essex, the reality show. I could picture them being like, oh, you're just a piece of belly lint, mate.
I know, it does. It does sound kind of real, but for some reason I knew it was fake.
Okay, this one. Whale ass.
So is this if someone has a big
whale ass? I guess I thought it would mean something bad, but apparently it means like good, like Kim K. Like they've got a whale ass. Like a whale, like a humpback whale.
I'm going to say it's fake.
Oh yeah, it's fake. But that'd be fucking funny because it sounds like such an insult. Whale ass. Like that sounds like what? But that'd be funny if that was a thing people said. They actually found someone attractive. You know what I mean? If they found someone attractive she's got a whale ass.
I know, it sounds negative to me.
Also, it's just like, whales, like, don't even have an ass that makes no sense. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Like, why?
Okay, last but not least, he's taking the piss.
Oh, so would this kind of be like, he's taking the piss out of me?
Yeah.
It's Will.
Yeah, you've heard that one?
Yeah, because I think I've heard British people say, like, isn't anything like, oh, you're taking the piss out of me because, like, you're making me seem dumb or something?
Yeah, it's just, like, making fun of someone. Like, oh, he's taking the piss, isn't he? Like, oh, he's, like, making fun of me.
Yeah, I've heard that one somewhere.
Oh, so, like, though. I bet you, like, in England, when they found out about people talking bad about Harry Styles, they're probably like, yeah, like, Harry Styles wore a dress and, like, now people are taking the piss out of him, I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's probably happened multiple times there.
Yeah. You think Harry Styles was gutted? Or do you think he didn't care?
For some reason, like, I feel like he just, like, didn't, like, so, like, his, like, manager told him about it, and he was like, yeah, I guess I could see that happening.
Yeah, I actually don't picture him to be gutted. I picture him to be, like, the opposite of gutted. Be, like, satisfied.
Oh, yeah, he's kind of like, bitch, I did that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, like, caused a ruckus. Like, that's just what I do.
I know. Like he felt like Nicki Minaj in that moment.
Oh, yeah.
That he heard it. I found this
topic of conversation.
Yeah. I found this funny article. Where did I find it? I think someone sent. No, I think it is on Twitter. So I don't know if this is real. Okay, keep that in mind. But
I love spreading fake news.
But this, it was on Cafe Mom. I don't know if this is a joke. I think it's real. It's full parenting, it says. Mom demands babysitter pay hundreds for emotional damage after feeding kids chicken nuggets. I didn't read the article, but I just have to include this.
Wait, sued her for how much?
Thousands of dollars. Let me just skim through it. Many parents rely on posting. Oh, I might have saw it on Reddit. Yeah, so basically, it's probably a really healthy mom that sued the babysitter for feeding her kids chicken nuggets.
What was the emotional distress, does it say? Like, what happened? Did they contract, like, deep sadness from the dino nuggets?
So I guess she kicked me out without paying me and then later texted me saying that I need to pay her $300 for each kid for the emotional damage I have caused them. The mom also threatened to take me to court if she didn't pay $600 for emotional damage. And then the person refused to pay and put the blame on the mom where it belongs.
Does it say what happened to these kids, though? What was the emotional distress?
The parent
that is
has
fucking funny.
To tell the one, just like, even though vegetarian is girl. Yeah, so I think they were vegetarians. And I guess the emotional distraught is like they've never ate chicken and then they did.
Maybe that would be emotionally destructive. Like, can you imagine if you were vegan your whole life because your family was vegan and like they also told you like if you eat an animal, like that's disgusting. Like you just gutted an animal. You know what I mean? And then they eat a chicken nugget and the mom says, are you kidding me? You just killed a cow and then shows them all these videos of dead cows. They probably do need therapy now.
Yeah, I think the real problem is, though, the mom not telling the babysitter that.
Also, it's just like, boo, like, what's a $300 going to do? Is that really going to, if your kids actually are somehow emotionally distressed, like, is that going to fix it? What are you going to do, buy them a, she just wants to buy her kids a PS5 for Christmas, let's be honest.
I know, because in my mind, it's just like, it's a money grab at the end of the day. Like,
you just wanted free money to go to the local water park.
And like, and I support you for that, but.
Yeah, you tried it.
But you should probably, do you want to talk about the Jenny Jones Show drama that I briefly covered last with our mom a few episodes ago?
Oh, sure. Give me a rundown of it again.
Okay. So a few episodes with our mom, I didn't know that much about the story, but I said something like this gay guy went on a talk show and said he had a crush on this guy that wasn't gay. And then the guy that wasn't gay killed the other guy. That's all I really knew about it. But then there was a show on Netflix, Trial by Media, and one of the episodes, an hour long, they discussed this mortal.
Oh my God. So what's the premise of Trial by Media? They just always talk about a huge media story like that?
Oh yeah. So it was like big media stories that are just like weird to think about nowadays, I guess.
And they all end in death?
No, because I think one of the, I think it's just big media stories that what had to do with the law.
Oh my God, so what happened?
Okay, so basically Scott is the gay guy. He's open about it. And then Jonathan is the non-gay guy. But as I will tell the story, some people think he might be gay or bi or something.
Oh, okay, so might be on the low homo.
Yeah, so basically this all has to do with the Jenny Jones show. So basically the Jenny Jones, so basically the documentary started out saying like in the 90s, people would have talk shows and these people that had talk shows realized that people loved seeing people basically being exploited on TV. So like having their drama be aired live on national television, like, because I guess Jenny Jones show wasn't originally about this, but then she realized like, wait, like, why not air these people's drama? And like, she realized she got more viewers, so she just did that. That
was like part of entertaining. Like, they want to be on the show. Let's do it. They get a free trip to New York City.
Yeah, so she just kind of turned her show into one of these like Jerry Springer type shows, which aren't these shows still kind of a thing?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure, I think.
Yeah, so Scott and Jonathan, the two guys, they were friends in real life. Keep that in mind. And they were friends with this other girl. They were kind of like a trio of friends. So this trial was all over the media, of course. So basically, the non-gay guy, Jonathan. So the Jenny Jones show had this thing, like, where they said, call this number if you wanna tell your crush. No, it was call this number if you wanna tell your same sex crush that you like them. So then Scott called the number, but then so then later the Jenny Jones show ended up calling Jonathan and they told him that it was either a man or women that had a crush on him. So they ended, and he agreed to it, I guess. So
they kind of tricked him. They tricked him by saying, like, they didn't say, like, oh, you're going to be on a gay episode.
Yeah. Well, they said it could be a man or a woman. So
he kind of knew that it might go south, in his opinion.
Yeah, because it kind of is, like, in the 90s, it was, like, so taboo. So I guess you would kind of assume, like, it might be a man.
Yeah.
I would, but obviously not everyone would. So they flew him there, and then we just would assume that he also knew, like, this show is, like, for just, like, causing a ruckus, you know?
Yeah, I'd be like, if you were asked to be in the Jerry Springer show, it's like, obviously this is going to be for something that maybe I don't want to be aired on TV, because this is the Jerry Springer show, you know?
Yeah, the way that I think about it, that, like, if one of us were on the Jerry Springer show and they said, we're going to talk about your YouTube channel, like, I'm assuming once I get there, I'm going to be bawling, because, like, they're going to
for something. Like, I'll get bullied on national television, but I agreed to it, you know?
Yeah. So I just wrote notes. I'm just gonna go through.
Wait, before you go into this, I have to tell you an aspect of the Jerry Springer show that you might not know about.
What?
Did you know that?
I don't know.
So first of all, the first part of the show is just exposing people, saying like, "Oh, like he hooked up with this other girl, blah blah blah." They have this crazy relationship drama. Is he the baby daddy? That's the first part of the show. Second part of the show is, I'm pretty sure this is Jerry Springer. It might be Maury, but Maury or Jerry Springer, they go out to the audience with the microphone. And the audience just gets to insult the people.
I'm saying that I didn't know that, but I remember seeing that when I was.
That's a literal thing. Like, they just give the microphone to the audience, and the audience sometimes brings up stuff that wasn't even mentioned. They're like, by the way, you're uglier, your clothes are grosser. They comment just on their physical appearance, like not even the actual drama. And then they just cause a fight, and like they have security guards, so like they don't actually fight. But that's part of the show is just
traumatizing.
Part of the show is just. People in the audience get a volunteer to bully you publicly.
I'm so glad I got this in my memory again, because that's hilarious. Like, I can't believe this happened and it's still happening,
I know.
I'm guessing.
Oh, okay, go on with your thing.
Okay, so basically, first of all, another premise of this whole story is that this episode actually never aired.
Oh.
Okay.
Was there a ghost behind you?
Oh, that was the cat safari.
Oh, okay.
Wait, did I already say that the non-gay guy ended up killing the gay guy?
I think.
Yeah, okay, so that's what ended up happening. But when
so that
Johnny
happened
said,
before they could air it? Oh, shit.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Oh, you were frozen.
Yeah, it
for a
happened
second.
4 days after they filmed it.
Oh,
now is it back to normal?
It's back to normal now.
What?
It's back to normal now.
Oh, what did you say, oh my God, about?
Oh, that you said that it happened 4 days after filming.
Yeah, okay, so this is the rundown, guys. I'm just going to read my notes. When Jenny said the guy had a crush on him. Oh, okay, I know. Okay, so Jenny said, so it was the trio, the two guys and the girl, okay? So it was the gay guy and the girl sitting down, and then they brought the straight guy on. So when the straight guy comes out, he's like, it kind of seems like actually he thought it was the girl that secretly had a crush on him. But then Jenny says, no, it's the guy that has a crush on you. And he seems kind of chill about it. Like, he doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal. Everyone hugs and it kind of seems uncomfortable. But
so he just says I'm straight, but oh my God, I'm flattered, I guess.
Oh yeah. So the gay guy says he says something like, yeah, like I have a crush on you. And then the straight guy, has to let it be known I'm heterosexual.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the whole, the part of the show they showed, like a minute of it, he had this smile on his face, which some people thought might he was comfortable, but then other people dug deep and said he's smiling because you know how some people smile when they feel uncomfortable.
Oh yeah. They're so awkward. They start laughing and then the laughing turns into crying slowly.
Yeah. Cause you kind of have to dig deep into this because he ended up killing someone. You need to dig deep into this. So then further into the minute clip that they showed on the documentary, the gay guy ends up because he just, I don't know if Johnny prompts it or what, but he says that he had a fantasy about whipped cream and a hammock with this guy, the straight guy.
Yeah.
And many people think that this is when it went south, because the guy, he didn't look mad. He just had this grin on his face, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what happened during the show. So keep this in mind. So after the show, everyone on the Johnny Jones staff said he seemed like he had fun and stuff. Everyone said he seemed like he had fun, but after the show, they all flew home together because they obviously knew about it, and they ended up going to a restaurant and they partied that night. They all partied together. It seemed like they were friends. But meanwhile, okay, after the Johnny Jones show, after it was filmed, he called his dad. So this was when they were flying home sometime within that time range. He called his dad and said, yeah, so when I was on the show, it ended up being a guy. He told his dad, and then his dad said something along the lines of gay bastards, and then he also said the F word. And then he also said something can't have this gay person ruin your life. He was really mad. So his dad was really homophobic. So I guess when I saw that, it made me think he really, even though he, so the straight guy, even if he was gay, he just knew his family would hate it.
Yeah. And he was and the dad was this is literally going to ruin your whole life. It's on TV, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. He said the F word, all that stuff. But so basically they potted that night and it was alleged. No one knows, but it was alleged they did some sexual stuff together the night of the taping when they got home.
Oh my God. So how is that alleged? Did the third friend say?
I think Scott said it when he was alive.
Oh.
But yeah, that was just alleged. So that's why I said he is the straight guy, but I guess we don't really know.
There's contradictory statements.
Yeah. So after the show, this is another big part. I guess Jonathan, the gay guy. Okay. I'm going too fast. Scott is the gay guy, not Jonathan. Scott left a day after or something, left a note on Jonathan's doorstep about a sexual fantasy, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And I guess after that note was left, Jonathan withdrew money, bought ammo and a gun.
After
that note was left. So I kind of don't really know what the note said, but yeah, it led him to do all this stuff. So in my mind, I'm thinking I'm assuming because he did that because of his dad, because he kind of
he obviously already had issues too.
Yeah. So then he went to Scott's place, questioned him about the note, And then I guess it got really bad. So then Jonathan went to his car, grabbed the gun, and ended up shooting Scott twice. Yeah, like, it's really, it's not.
Oh, my gosh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it just is, yeah. And then,
what Jonathan, a sad ending.
I know, like, I just had to talk about this because this all started from a little.
Is Jenny Jones also the one who used to watch her cooking show on YouTube?
Yeah, she had a cooking thing on YouTube. I loved that. She doesn't do it anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
So then this is how the trial went down. So Jonathan's attorney argued that mental illnesses, because I guess he had, like, Graves' disease and humiliation, caused the homicide. And I guess they use this legal strategy called the gay panic defense. And I guess this is what the gay panic defense is, according to Wikipedia. The gay panic defense is a legal strategy in which a defendant claims they acted in a state of violent, temporary insanity, committing assault or murder because of unwanted same-sex sexual advances. So basically, they tried to sue the Jenny Jones show, and it actually didn't work, like, because they tried to blame it on the Jenny Jones show, which, in your opinion, do you think it was the Jenny Jones show?
Oh, film? No. I mean, he knew that it was could be a girl or a boy. He knew, and also, like, the show, like you said, was like a Jerry Springer type show.
Yeah, and then
also,
they,
like, there's never a reason to literally kill someone.
Yeah, that's what was weird during this whole documentary, is that how is this even a thing? Because, like, I feel like there's no reason to kill anyone.
Yeah.
So then they tried to do the Jenny Jones show, but it didn't work. And he ended up going to prison from 1996, and he actually got out in 2017. So he's actually out of jail right now, and he lives with
his
parents.
That's scary.
So the whole time we're watching this, I was like, so I just don't get why this is a thing, because, like, shouldn't he have just gone to jail right away? But then I was reassured, I had hope again, because I searched it on Reddit, and, like, everyone talking about it said, it's weird that this was a thing in the 90s, because it's kind of obvious that he should have went to jail.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, and I feel like nowadays you wouldn't even be able to fight that. Gay panic disorder or whatever you said. What?
Oh, yeah. And then it's kind of like, even if he did leave, like, a really sexual note, you should just, like, if you feel uncomfortable about it, you should, like, do something else about it. Obviously not kill anyone.
I know. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just really want to talk about it because I found it so interesting. It's really dark, but also really interesting.
We're a true crime podcast now.
I know. Was that good explaining? Like, do you think the listeners understood what happened?
Yeah, I feel like I was absorbed in the story.
Yeah. So, yeah, also, so basically, like, what?
Also, just so funny ending the podcast now. Like, okay, here's that disturbing story. Anyway, see you guys next week.
Basically, my opinions out, because I don't think it was the Jenny Jones show fault, because during the documentary they showed pictures of Jenny Jones. She had to go to trial.
Yeah.
And they were, to me, in my opinion, they were asking the most obvious questions. Like, they would ask Jenny Jones, so for this show, were you purposely exploiting people? And, like, in my opinion, I was thinking, like, why are you even asking this question? Because, like, if you watch the show, like, if you're going to the show, you know you're going to be in drama.
Oh, yeah. That's like Jerry Springer. It's like the whole point of the show.
Yeah, like, and they asked all these other questions that, like, were kind of obvious. Like, is this show meant to do this? And it's like, obviously this show, like, mostly is just meant to
That is crazy,
drama.
Though. Like, because you think of those shows like, oh, just entertainment, whatever. But then, like, some of the, like, that ended up happening. That is crazy.
Yeah, and then it made me think, like, if this happened, like, it could happen with YouTube videos, all this shit. Like,
I know.
It made me think, like, how the F did this happen? Like, he obviously was just in, like, I don't know, I guess, so well.
Oh, my gosh. I'm disturbed.
Yeah, I was disturbed watching it. You could only watch one episode a night, because if you watch two episodes, you start to think, like, the world is a dark place, and maybe it is a dark place, but I don't want to live in my
positive bubble. Oh, yeah, that's like, I used to watch, I've already talked to this on the podcast, but I used to watch the stalked true crime show about people getting stalked. And, like, after, if you watch three episodes in a row, like, you're just convinced, like, oh, yeah, one of my friends is a stalker.
Oh, yeah, like, so I like these true crime shows and, like, that. But, yeah, if you watch too much, like, because I like living in my little positive bubble most of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, is that it for this episode?
Yeah, I got to everything I wanted to talk about. And did you get to everything you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, thanks for listening. And maybe next week we'll be together. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Thank you guys for bearing with us. I feel like this Zoom, you know, it did justice.
Yeah, and honestly, it kind of felt like we were in person.
I know. And thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. Check out our Patreon, lucasandjacob.com, if you're interested in that. And with that,
thanks for listening and watching. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.